not only here in their hands, but also in our hearts. We thank Thee for the joy that there is in knowing that the time will come when we'll be with You. We look forward to it. And we also ask You to be with our brother as he expounds the Word today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Always machines are awesome.
I hope they work. I finally had somebody record me the other day at that funeral Friday. That was the first time anybody's ever recorded me, besides some of my students in my classroom, that is. But I didn't have to do anything. It turned it off. Of course, it was Brother Jason that did that. Jason,
Young Jason?
Yeah, Young Jason. Mark. Well, we're in Ephesians, the 5th chapter and verse 23. Ephesians 5 and verse 23. Do you think my wife did a good job on all that good stuff there?
Yes,
she just worked
that.
And
good.
She did, it delights her to fix little things for you. She's such a sweetheart.
Yep.
Hote, Amer, Essen, Kapale, Hayes, Kanekes, Kanekos, Hos, Kai, Ho, Christos, Kapale, Hayes, Ekklesios, Autos, Soter, Tu, Somatos.
Do you guys have a book that you read that out of?
Yeah. We're going to have to get some more.
All right.
I'm sorry. We're going to have
all right. I was trying to follow along here.
Well, that's she
okay.
She can let you use this one right here.
No problem.
Use this and just be sure and give it back. I've got to get some more printed. We'll always run out. 1 Corinthians 6:13 and 11:13, Ephesians 1 and 22. These are cross-reference to this. Because man is the kapale, the head of the woman. The head of the woman. That today wouldn't fit very well in society, would it?
I was talking to a young lady here a while back. She was Catholic.
Yes.
And I said, do you believe the scriptures? And she says, well, there are some of the Pauline epistles that I don't agree with. And I said, where are those? And she said, where he says the husband's the head of the wife.
Women have a hard time. I want you to understand something about God. He's not putting women in a lesser role.
No.
Here. A woman has her role in the family and in the human race that through the woman came the Messiah, not through the man. All right? Through the woman came the Messiah, not the man. In the book of Enoch, he calls Jesus the son of woman. And in Genesis 3:15, who's going to wrestle with who? Genesis 3:15. Look at that. Genesis 3:15. The book of Genesis, the book of beginnings. Genesis 3:15. What's it say there?
I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed, and shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel.
Okay. Who is it talking about there?
The woman.
The woman. Where is the Messiah going to come from?
The woman.
The woman, not the man. All right. The woman does not pass on the sin nature to the child. The man does. That's why Jesus could be born without sin, because he had no earthly father. Through the blood comes death, and through the blood comes sin. Okay? In a human fetus, the blood does not come from the woman. It comes from the man. Same thing in an egg or anything. You know, I taught that. I have had 3 or 4 doctors in my class all the time. On Sunday morning, I think I have 2 doctors or 3 doctors in there sometimes. And I had one that was a just brilliant doctor, Sister Susan Hume. And she just was like this when I said that. And she went home and went to work to check me out. And she came back the next week and she said, you know what? She said, I didn't know if you were right or not. They never taught me this in medical school. And boy, I mean, she's a fantastic doctor. She's very famous. And she said, I went to study that, and you are absolutely right. No blood comes from the woman. It comes from the father. The blood comes from the father. Same thing an egg in a chicken. The blood comes from the male, not the woman. Through the blood is what? In Adam, all sin. That's where the sin nature comes from. Now, the woman brought forth the seed of the woman was the Messiah. And the Messiah was born in this world. Could Jesus, if it, you know, God, before man knew anything about science and medicine, God knew all this back in eternity past. He planned this, okay? And the seed of the woman, as we see it, you read it in the book of Genesis, if you don't read through the lines and if you don't understand the medical and the science part of it, you wouldn't understand that mankind is the one that puts sin in the human race. Who was at fault in the garden?
Adam.
Why was he at fault in the garden?
He did it on purpose.
He did it on purpose. But what else? Why was he at fault? It's in this verse.
Because he's the head.
Because he's the head of the human race. It was his fault that he allowed sin to come in. Where should he have been?
Tending the garden.
Guarding the garden. It doesn't say tending. It says guarding the garden. Now, what was he supposed to guard the garden from? The evil forces in the universe. Because they were there. That garden was a paradiso. It was a paradise. Okay? God planted this paradise, this Eden. But Satan had access to the world, didn't he? And God told man, you guard it.
So God didn't let Satan enter. Man let Satan enter the garden.
Yes, he did. Who was responsible on the earth, planet earth, for making sure that Satan didn't get in here and cause problems?
Adam.
Adam. Okay? Do you see how much responsibility that he was? He was the head administrator of the kingdom of God on earth. He was. He was the head administrator. He was supposed to keep things in order. Who had been the head administrator of the material realm of God before?
Lucifer.
Who got in through the back door? Lucifer again. And he talked. He just came in, and here we have Adam sitting over there watching soccer or football or something on television, you know. Figured he's sleeping. He was doing something he wasn't supposed to be doing.
Probably fishing.
They think he was fishing.
They didn't have those crazy games.
Well, they didn't have fishing then either. They didn't have anything to eat. If he fished, he talked to him.
Well, maybe he was picking oranges.
He might have been picking oranges or something besides what he was supposed to be doing. Yeah. But whatever he was supposed to be doing, he might have been sleeping, taking his noon siesta when the snake slithered in.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yes. Nahash. That's the name, Nahash. That's the serpent. Now, this is something else. We're talking about headship today. Kafale, headship. Who represented, evidently, the whole animal kingdom? Nahash. Beautiful. Beautiful. What was Lucifer? Was he homely?
No, gorgeous.
He was gorgeous. Had the most beautiful voice, most beautiful personality, led out in the worship for God for I don't know how many millenniums. I don't know. How many billion years? I don't know. I don't have any idea. Nobody knows. We don't know how long that in Genesis 1 and 1. We don't know how long before God created it. One of the beginnings. Barashit Bara. In one of the beginnings, God created the heavens and the earth. Before that, He had created all of the spiritual and angelic forces. And Lucifer evidently was over the material realm that he created. Okay?
Yeah.
And Gabriel was over the into intellectual messenger realm, and then we have Michael over the spiritual realm. Okay? And there are spirits, there are angels and spirits and all those things. So we have a lot of little things running out there, spirits and angels, don't we?
No. The Catholic Church seems to think that that Eve had something, or Mary had something that she contributed to the Savior, and therefore they had to go back and think up the Immaculate Conception. Now that has to be an error.
Well, the Immaculate Conception was true.
Well,
she didn't have, she did not cohabit with her husband. You know, she had already been promised to.
Yeah, but the Immaculate Conception was that, in my estimate, what I understood is that she was born sinless, so that she could have a Savior who was sinless, because they believed that she contributed to the blood thing.
Well, that was
somebody made an error there.
There was some, yeah, definitely an error.
But that,
the woman does not contribute to the sin of the human race. Man does. If a woman could have a child without man, it would be sinless. Okay? Anything man must results to be sinless.
Well, am I wrong when I understand that the Catholic Church gave Mary?
They canonized her as a saint,
as a
mother of God.
But the Immaculate Conception mm-hmm. was bestowed on her to get Jesus to be sinless, because they think that she contributed something to Jesus, and therefore she had to be sinless so Jesus could be sinless. That is my understanding.
Yeah, that
is
part of the dogma of the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
But that's not true, is it? Okay. Let's get back to the spirit ring. Okay,
can I ask a question about that?
Yes.
In him, was there a material? I mean, was he the head of the material in heaven, or was that after he was cast out?
The whole cosmos.
Before he was cast out of heaven.
He was the administrator of the material realm of God. Okay? There were spiritual forces that was with him. In every realm, there's spiritual and angelic forces. Okay? Spiritual, they're ministering spirits. Angels are, they show, they take form. Spirits indwell something. Now,
but if there wasn't anybody on earth, I mean, what did he do?
Well, there probably were things on earth.
Cosmos is more than the earth.
Yeah, the cosmos is more than the earth. It's the whole, all of the planets and everything out there. All of this brought glory. It says, in the beginnings, God created the heavens and the earth. Or in beginnings, God created the heavens and the earth. Well, in the beginnings, he did that. But before they had done that, he created these spirits and angels. Now, when Lucifer sinned, he destroyed the planet Earth. Okay? Evidently, this was like his throne room or something here on this earth.
At the time of his sin, the earth was destroyed?
Yes. That was when he destroyed the earth. In Genesis 1 and 2, and it says, and the earth, she became formless and void, and darkness became over the faces of the deep and all this. Then God set it back in order, and after he put it back in order, then he put man as head of this creation. This, I don't know whether it was kind of a throne room of the universe. You know, the earth, all the universe revolves in the planets and everything like they do, but the earth is in a certain place away from this sun that we are in that life could be here. Okay? There was a lot of things on the earth. Now, there had been life on the earth before. I don't know how much. I had G.H. Pember, James Lewis Guthrie, and my Carl Farrar. I talked with them a lot of times, and I asked them, you know, as we discussed things in classroom and out of the classroom, especially Brother Farrar, because we were very close. I told him, I said, what do you think about this original creation of God? What do you think was here? He said, well, he said, there might even have been a race of man here, but without souls like man. He said, it's possible that there were people on this earth. They were even people, but not the kind of people that God put man in. Now, just think about this for a while. What if there had been an animal-like creature on this earth that was man. And when God replaced Lucifer after he had sinned, what if he took one of those type creatures and put over the earth? Of course, we find out that man was made in the image of God, wasn't he? Okay. So we don't know. There's a lot of things that are speculation there. But when man was put over this earth, he was the head of the earth. Now, when man was created, when God created Adam, there was only Adam, wasn't there? Man.
Animals.
Well, there were animals. Yeah, there were animals. Okay, but there was Adam. Adam was there. He created Adam. He created him in his image. And he put him over everything, and Adam named everything, didn't he? Now, who was the head of everything?
Adam.
Adam. All right. And then he said he put, so that Adam was not totally happy. He didn't know how well he had it, Phil said. Anyway, he wasn't happy, so God put him to sleep, and he took from his sides Ishah. Man was Ish. Ishah means out of man. He took from his sides, and he made world.
Sides.
Sides, plural. Not singular, plural. He didn't take from one bone, he took from bones on all parts of him, evidently, and flesh and blood, and he made woman. Alright? And he took from one unit, which was man. Now, when God created man, he was a primary creation of God because he didn't come from dirt. This pulpit came from a tree, okay? It was made from a tree. It's now a pulpit, but it used to be a tree. Man wasn't dirt one time, and then God breathed him in life into the dirt. Okay? The Hebrew says, from the same elements that God created the dust of the ground, he made man. Where did all things come from?
God's creation.
Where did man come from?
God.
God, directly. He's a primary creation of God because he's a very special being. You have to see these things, there's a lot of theology in it, but it comes from the languages. The languages are so important. And that's what we're studying tonight. We're studying more Hebrew when we have Greek, Brother Harold.
Now then, if there were man-like creatures on the earth, their difference between that and Adam were the soul.
Well, yeah, it was. They could have looked like us. Well, monkeys look like us, don't they?
Apes look like us.
Yeah, well, they look like man a little bit. I've seen some people look just like us. Yeah. I have.
Get back here, young man. You're fitting in.
Yeah. Anyway.
Another question.
Yeah, well, hold on.
There was no death till after sin.
No, that's not true.
Okay, I've heard it said.
I've heard that said before. I know what you're talking about. But in the universe, when Satan sinned, he brought death. He is the father of death, the Bible says. He brought death into the universe. Okay? He brought death into the universe. Then God created man, put man over the earth. And I think that man was over all things, to tell you the truth. And I think Adam could see, and he was far more educated than any man on the surface of the earth today. Because God taught him, and he was unlimited.
And Satan was angry.
Yeah, Satan was very angry. And so he started with his methodus. His methods. All right? His methods. And he taught Adam off guard. And he went to the woman. Now, the woman was made from Adam, wasn't it? So, the woman is a secondary creation of God. And I don't mean that she's less. But she came from man, and therefore man is over her. Man existed before woman did. Okay? Because God created Adam. Now, man has always been responsible for woman. Always. Ever since the first woman was created, man was responsible for her. Because he was responsible for the earth and the whole creation before the woman was ever here. When the woman was brought into the world, she was responsible to him and, of course, to God. Because everything's responsible to God.
But she took control.
What?
But she took control.
Well, she stepped out of line, but she was deceived, wasn't she? Does the Bible say she was deceived?
Yes.
Was Adam deceived?
No.
No.
He could have straightened that up.
He could have stepped right in. and straightened that mess out because he was the one that was supposed to. A man is supposed to be the head of his home. First of all, he's got to be the spiritual head of his home. If he's not spiritual head of his home, he can't be anything. He can't even begin to be anything else. Because first of all, that's your place. Okay? You're supposed to be the spiritual head of the home.
So what
you're supposed to be in the amen corner, see? Yes,
so what would have happened if he had played his role?
Sin would have never come into the world. We would have never known death.
Even though she did it.
He succumbed.
Right.
But can the woman pass sin on to the human race?
No.
If Adam would have had children with that woman at that time, would there have been sin?
I guess not.
No, absolutely not. But what did Adam do?
He went along.
He sure did. He knowingly, straightforward, sinned. So that brought death on the whole human race. The woman did not bring death on the human race. Do you see the headship of man and everything? Now, do you see the responsibility? Who is the administrator of God's kingdom today? God's churches throughout the land, throughout the world. God's churches are the administrators of God's kingdom. Now, in every church, there are families, aren't there? If a church is going to function correctly, they've got to have some heads, and there's got to be some headship in those homes. And that's exactly what God is going to do. He's going to show it to us right here. We went all the way around because we wanted to show how this isn't just a Johnny-come-lately plan. Everybody says, but. You ever hear that? Mm-hmm. Do you believe this? But yeah, but. It sounds like a little motor, doesn't it? But. Don't motorboat me. Does God say, does He tell the truth?
Yeah.
Always. Does His plans work?
Yeah.
Always. That's it. No exceptions to the rules. Men, there is no way out. You're it. If your home spiritually fails, it's because you did not take the headship. I'll tell you one thing. I preached that funeral Friday for Levi Montreal. I'm going to tell you something. That man was the spiritual head of his home. I guarantee you. Matter of fact, he was pretty much the spiritual head of his family. He led them all out. He was always a leader in everything that he did. But he, in his home, he kept his children in line. He kept his wife, everybody, you know. You ever have to keep your wife in line? You know, that's the hardest thing in the world to do. But that's exactly what the Lord says for us to do here, isn't it? You have to do it in a way that they don't know it. I'll tell you, this last week, I preached on some of this two weeks ago because we had a power failure, blackout, last week, so we didn't get this. But I preached this sermon, and then every now and then, I'd have to remind my wife who was the head of the home. And I said, do you remember what I preached the other day? But. It's that way. But we have to, in love, we have to lead our wives, don't we?
That's right.
In love. You don't bang them on the head with a billy club and baseball bat and expect them to follow you. Let them follow you in love. Kind of corral them just a little bit. Sometimes they need to corral them.
No.
Guiding. Guideship.
I observe here that the man is to love his wife.
We're getting there, brother. You're getting ahead of me.
I'm ahead of you. Okay.
Okay, we're getting there.
All right.
We're going to get there. I mean, some real good places.
Okay.
Okay, because man is the head of the woman, as, just in the same way, also, as the Christ, Kephale, head of the Ecclesios. What is this Ecclesios?
The assemblies.
As Christ is the head of the assemblies, no pope, no bishop, no cardinal, nobody is the head of God's churches. Churches are autonomous bodies.
Amen.
That's just the way. That's the way God made it, and man has never improved on it. As Christ is the head of the assemblies, and what are the marching rules and orders of the assembly? The Word of God. It's the Word of God. All right, Himself, Autos Soter, Himself Savior of the body. Okay. A man ought to love his wife. A man ought to love his wife like Christ loved the church. What did Jesus do with the church? He died for her. If necessary, a man ought to die for his wife. If that comes, there is time, that's what you need to do. You need to be in harm's way. You need to protect your wife from the evils of the world, so to speak. You need to be her guard. 5:24, all of them.
Hos.
Hei. Ecclesia. Hypotasete. To. Christo. Hutos. Kai. Hei. Gynekes. Tois. Padrosen.
In.
Ponte. But as the assembly, or the church, as we see, the word church, by the way, is kind of a, it's a misnomer. When the Church of England translated the word church in the King James Bible, they did it for a reason. They did not want the people reading that to understand that this was a local assembly. They wanted the idea, and they had the idea, the same idea that the Catholics had. Where did the Church of England come from? Right straight out of the Catholic. They didn't change one bit. They just changed papas, didn't they? They had the papa in Rome, the Romans did, the Roman Catholics, and the Church of England had their papa in the palace. All right? Their father was in the palace. Now, this, you always call the Pope Father, don't you? The Holy Father?
Mm-hmm.
And we call the King of England the Father also. But what does the Bible say? Call no man on earth Father.
One
Father in heaven. But as the assembly, she is to subject herself. That's what this word means. Third person singular, feminine. It's even feminine because this is a woman, okay? This ecclesia. She is to subject herself. Present indicative active is something she has to do every day. It's an indicative mode. That means what? A statement of fact, and it's in the middle voice. Can churches ever get out of whack?
Yeah.
Oh, they sure do. Sometimes they get so far out of whack that they just don't even become. They cease being churches, don't they? All right? That's where the Anabaptists come in. When we saw these churches that ceased being churches, we wouldn't accept their baptism anymore, so we baptize them again when they come to us. And they call us Anabaptists. Rebaptized. Meter toppers. The assembly is to subject herself to the Christ. In this manner, also the wives, in the same manner, that word hutos there, in the very same manner. You like this, Joe? You like this pretty good? Get the women lined up. In the same manner, also the wives to the husbands. What is the wife supposed to do? To subject herself. To subject herself to her husband. All right? In Ponte. What does the word Ponte mean?
It says here everything.
Everything. All right. In everything.
That's the translation of autos.
Autos? Autos? Oh, hutos.
Hutos.
Oh, in the same manner. In exactly the same manner. Okay? 5:25 now. Hoi Andres. Agapete.
Andres. Agapete.
Tos.
Tos.
Gynekes.
Gynekes.
Pathos.
Pathos.
Kai.
Kai.
Ho.
Ho.
Christos.
Christos.
Agapeson.
Agapeson.
Tain.
Tain.
Ecclesion.
Ecclesion.
Kai.
Kai.
Alton.
Alton.
Paradoken. Hyper.
Hyper.
Altes.
Altes.
Turn to John 3:16. There you go, Brother Wally.
Don't need to.
You want it in German?
Oh, that might work. Give it to us in German real quick.
Also hat Gott die Welt geliebt, dass er seinen eingeborenen Sohn gab, dass wer ihn glauben darf und nicht verlieren, sondern ein ewiges Leben haben.
Amen. John 3:16. I might have to put my helpers on here. Hutos gar agapason, hotios, ton kosmon, hoste, ton huion, ton monagain, edokin, hina, pos, ho, pistion, ace, alton, me, apolete, al, eke, zoain, aionion. In this same manner, loved the God the world. In this same manner. Now, what does it say over here? That little word you asked me about, brother? In the same manner. All right, there it is. And we have the very same words here. Let's look at this. In the very same manner, ye love as Christ loved, agapason. Right over here in John 3:16, it says agapason. Exactly the same word. Yes.
You know, it says they're in the same manner. Is that the beginning of the verse 16 on John?
Hutos, yes.
Yeah. Okay,
John
3:16. Well, in the same manner as what?
In the same manner, love of God. All right.
Well, the word, the German word also means just as just. Same thing.
Yeah. For God so loved the world in this manner. In this manner. God so loved the world.
Okay,
in this manner. All right.
In
now,
manner,
over here in Ephesians 5:25 is hutos. It is in the same manner, or is in the exact same way that God loved the world. What did he do? God became flesh. And when God became flesh, he became flesh not to enjoy all the pleasures of the world, but to what?
Save us.
To save us from our sins. He was our soteri. Our
Savior. The world is cosmos, isn't it?
Huh?
The world
is cosmos. Yeah, it's cosmos. Okay. Now here we have it. So put down John 3:16. Put down John 3:16 and cross-reference with this. Okay? Because it's the very same verb. The very same verb. The husbands ye love. The word there, second person plural, present imperative. Mm-hmm. Imperative mode. That's a command, isn't it? An active voice. Ye love. It comes from agapeo now. Ye love the wives. Just as also the Christ, agapason, the same word exactly that is in John 3:16, that he loved, third person singular, first aorist, indicative, active. The ecclesia. It's the same way that he loved the assembly. And he himself. That's a reflexive third personal pronoun there. He up home. He himself. He handed over. Look at that. God handed himself over to the wicked hands of mankind. Just think about this for a while. John 1 and 1. In the beginning, Kai Hologos, or in Arche Ein Hologos. In beginning, kept on being the Word. Now the Word there is Jehovah. Jehovah kept on being forever. He existed. God is eternal, isn't he? Because that's what's taught about the eternality of God. Kept on being God, kept on existing God. And then it says in the second part of that verse, and the God and the Word, the Jehovah, kept on being toward the God, an inseparable part of Godhead. We talked about this before the class, remember tonight, Brother Mike? Jesus never ceased being God. But he succumbed to death. Now, did Jesus have to die? No. Jesus could have lived for 1,000,000 years in the body that he lived in. Did you know that? Why?
Because
he had no sin in him. Sin that was not passed on. Woman did not pass the sin on to him. God, matter of fact, God, Jesus birthed himself, so to speak. All right? John 1:14 says, and the Word flesh he became. And the Jehovah flesh he became. John 1:18 says that he led himself out. Let me read that for you just a little bit. John 1:18. Because that is very beautiful. God, no one has ever seen, ever, the only begotten God. Who's the only begotten God?
Jesus.
He's the only time he ever begot himself. God begot himself in the person of Jesus Christ through Mary. Mary was just simply a woman. Mary was a virgin, all right, but she was a spouse to be married to Joseph, okay? And Jesus, she was the one, because it said that Jesus would come of a certain lineage of the house of David, didn't he? So this was the woman right then. Exactly at the time in history that he was supposed to be born, he was born. But he was born through the womb of that woman. Now that woman had other children later on. Now, I mean, there's quite a few of them. Jesus had brothers and sisters. What is the word adelphos and adelphi in Greek? What does that word mean? Huh? It means from the same womb. That's why it comes from Delphi. From the same womb. Adelphi and adelphos are from the same womb. They were his mother's other children that she bore into this world. Okay? She had other children. Now, he had other brothers and sisters. Now, they were half-brothers because his father was God. He had birthed himself. John 1:18 says, God no one has seen ever. The only begotten God, the one being in the copone, the bosom of the Father, that one has led himself out. That's what it says. That one. Now, in King James, it says that he declared him. I think New American Standard, he said he explained him. But in the original language, I don't know why they go with that, he led himself out of eternity into space and time in the person of Jesus Christ. No. He came here specifically for one reason, to save us. He could have lived forever in flesh, but he subjected himself to evil men. Matter of fact, the administrators of God's kingdom on earth was Israel, weren't they? Weren't they? All right. Israel was the administrator of God's kingdom. Who put the Son of God death to them? The administrator of God's kingdom.
They put it on.
Yeah. There's
somebody says that there's an article that says that Jesus was a God. You know, the Jehovah's Witness. Yes. Is that in the Greek language?
No. There is no
in the Greek language. Why do they do it then?
Because they don't want to believe that he is God. Yeah. He is so plainly, you know, if let me tell you this. The Islam does not believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Did you know that?
Yes. I understand that.
All right. They say that the Bible, where it says about the deity of Christ, that it is absolutely in total error. They will not accept the writings of John at all. Because you know what John does in the Gospel of John, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, in the book of Revelation? You know who he says that Jesus is? He said he's God. Okay, Paul in the book of Colossians says that Jesus is God. And Paul in the book of Ephesians says that Jesus is God. Now, a lot of other ones say it, but those books definitely say it. Now, they say those books are totally in error because they say that Jesus is God. Those books say that. Now, if I was a Jehovah's Witness, I would just have to say, if I was logical, I'd say, well, I'm not going to accept any of John's writings or any of Paul's writings.
Yeah, but they pervert John's writings, yes, by saying this article means that he wasn't able.
Okay, there is no indefinite article in Greek. There's only a whole heuristic.
Where did they get it then?
They invented it.
Okay.
They invented it. All right. Let's go to that real quick.
Well, I didn't want to take you off your...
Well, this is very important because we're on it, doesn't mind.
I just wanted to say that if a Jehovah's Witness ever comes to your door and says that they believe that Jesus was a God, but not the God, all you have to say is, there's only one true God, right? And they'll say, that's right. Well, then are you saying that Jesus Christ is a false God and the Father is the only true God? So they're saying that Jesus Christ is a false God because he's the only one true God. But we know that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, mixed up in God.
Now there was spoken by ex-Jehovah's Witness, too. Brother right there. Now he came out of that stuff.
Okay. Well, I've got a daughter-in-law that explained that to me about the A-God thing.
Here it is in Greek, okay? That is John 1:1 Greek. All right. Just look at it. Say it with me. N-R-K-A ho logo. I ho logos ain proton theos. I ho logos ain theos. Okay? Now in Greek, right here it says that's preposition, that's in. And then in beginning, locking singular feminine, beginning. Okay? I'll just put that there like that. And then it's third person singular, imperfect, indicative, and active voice. It comes from Amy. That's where it comes from, okay? In beginning, kept on being. Kept on being. What is that right there? That's horistikon arthron, or throne. Ho, horistikon arthron. That's how you say it in Greek, by the way. The definite article. There is no indefinite article in Greek. There is no A's and no N's in Greek. There is no such art. There is no such animal. Okay? Nominative, singular, masculine, definite article. The. And then we have the word logos here. This is the Hebraism. Logos, in the Old Testament, when they came to the name of Jehovah, they did not speak that name because it was too holy to speak. It was too holy to even write. They used a special pen to write it with. When they came to that word, they would refer to it as the name or the word. So when John wrote the Gospel according to John, he used a Hebraism to tell us who this Jehovah was. All right? Now, that's nominative, singular, masculine, isn't it? Now, what is it described by? A definite article is a pointer describing something in it.
Yes.
So, in Greek, number, gender, and case, it has to be exactly the same, isn't it? So, this is describing that. So, number, gender, and case, it is the same, isn't it? And then we have another link to the to this. There's three sentences here, by the way, but they're all linked. And then it says chi, or hand, the, how should this be translated? Logos? Jehovah. He kept on being. Toward. The. God. Now look at this. See this right here? Tone. Theon. That's accusative, singular, masculine. Number, gender, and case. Exactly. Accusative, singular, and masculine. Now, this word chi is a conjunction, but also is a cumulative particle. Sometimes you can use it as also and. Right here, I believe it even could be translated as also. Because we have something here, we have a sentence here, we have a sentence here, we're going to have another sentence, and by the way, this sentence here is talking about the same person, this sentence here is talking about the same person, this sentence here is talking about the same person again in it. Now let's look what the last part of this sentence says. And are also the Jehovah. He kept on being a God?
No.
Can't be, can it? Let me tell you why.
No modifiers.
Well, you don't have to have one. We have one already. Okay. This here is what we call a predicate nominative. This is a predicate nominative now. This is any grammarian will tell you that they know what this is. You taught school, Brother Harold.
Never taught English.
Never taught English. All right. Let me give you a little English. whole logos. Do you see what this is? This is nominative, singular, masculine, isn't it? Definite article, just like it was up here. Now, this is accusative, singular, masculine here, isn't it? See, it's different. Now, we have nominative, singular, masculine, and what is this? Nominative, singular, masculine. Any grammar, any lexicon is going to tell you exactly what I'm telling you, okay? You can't bend the rules. You cannot bend the rules. And are also the word he kept on being God. Now, what number gender in case is this? This is Theos. It ends with an omicron sigma. It's nominative, singular, masculine. Now, in a predicate nominative, it means that this here and this here, when you have a linking verb, this here is the same as an equal sign in mathematics. But maybe if you heard me teach it before, maybe you understand it better this time I talk.
All right.
Okay. Maybe 30 times. I took my brother Phil, took me 6 months teaching about this. Well, not 6 months, about 2 or 3 months. And the Jehovah, or the Word, kept on being. Now, in Greek, when you've got two of the same person, nominally singular masculine, nominally singular masculine here, this is where they are so wrong, you can put a the in front of it and not do any violence to the scriptures at all. Because Greek does not redundantly keep saying the all over again. But in reality, grammatically, it says the Word or the Jehovah kept on being the God. Not a God, but the God of heaven. He is the God. And this is equal, nominative singular masculine, and the predicate nominative, this is equal to that because it is the same person, number, gender, and case. It is exactly the same person. Now the fulfillment of the Jehovah title. Okay? Let's get this thing completely out of the way in your mind, or you can go on and tell others what you've seen today.
I'm sure I could.
I want you to do that. I want you to, say this.
I'm over.
Okay. And John 1:14. Kai, Ko, Logos, Sarx, Ekeneto. Okay? Now, who is this same guy? The same subject goes all the way down here to the 14th verse. We haven't changed subject yet in John. And the Jehovah, keep on leaving it. This is this conjunction here now. And the Jehovah, or the name, or the Word, okay? This unspeakable name, this holy, holy, this he who shall become now. He who shall become. The one who shall become, and the one who shall become flesh. He came. So in John 1:14 we have the fulfillment of the Jehovah title. He who shall become. Third person singular, second aorist, indicative, and middle voice. What does the middle voice tell you, brother? David, remember? He did it for himself. How did God come in this world? He did it because he wanted to. And he did it for himself. How was Jesus born? God used a little girl named Mary. God impregnated her with himself. And he came into the world. God became flesh and he did it without sin.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That's not too bad of a translation.
No. the Word, the Jehovah flesh he became, and he pitched his tent among us. And then John 1:18, at the end of it, it says that this only begotten God led himself out of space and time, space and eternity, or out of eternity into space and time. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Isn't that the beauty of God's love? Nothing else tells about God. You know, God, theology is the study of God, isn't it?
And in that matter, we're supposed to love our wives?
That's right.
That's quite a challenge.
That's right. That is a challenge.
That's right.
There wasn't any but. I didn't hear one woman say but. But. I didn't hear one. They like, you like that, don't you, women? It's them other things that you don't like. Them other things. Being subject.
I don't see how the Mormons do it five wise.
What?
I don't see how the Mormons do it five wise.
Well.
Well.
That's quite a challenge.
But that it says a woman should reverence her husband in Mormonism. They got to reverence us. I guess that's a good word. I don't know.
Reverence
that's
us.
That's what I read here.
As the church does the Lord. In the same manner. The way that the church is supposed to love the Lord, that's the way the wife is supposed to adore her husband.
And if a man did that, there would be no problem.
Well, that's it. It's just right now one.
But some of these knucklehead husbands are really crazy.
5:26.
You heard me, Joe.
5:26. Hina, alte. Hagiase. Katharistos. To. Rutro. To Hidatos and Ramata. All right.
Ramata.
Tai or kit. You know, Greeks, you know, as we see this, if you ever hear a Greek speak, now I have a lot of time. They speak. Greeks kind of speak like Okie speak English. You know? We kind of slaughter it. I speak Greek better than most people that teach Koine, but I do throw a little Okie in it every now and then, just a little dash. Hina, in order that her or she, all right, her, he might sanctify. Third person singular, first there, subjunctive active. Why is it subjunctive, Holy Brother David? Why is it in the subjunctive mode? The subjunctive mode is the mode of doubtful affirmation. The subjunctive mode is the mode of doubtful affirmation. It may or may not happen.
He might.
He might if he lets it. Isn't that right? What does it depend upon? Volition. It depends upon volition. I'm going to tell you something. You have to be real careful when you pick out your wife and when you pick out your husband. It's getting worse all the time. 100 years ago, it wasn't near as precarious situation as it is today. Today, it's very scary. Getting married is scary today. Because people think that they can get married. Women think they can do this and do that, and men think they can do this and do that and not answer to God. You have to answer to God for everything you do. When you bring children in the world, you can do the best in the world that you can do to raise that child. But if the other parent is going the other direction, you know where the child is usually going to go? The other direction. That's just the way it is. You have to be very careful. And you cannot make your wife serve God. Can you? You can't do it. Your wife may run off and leave you. She may learn to hate you. I don't care what you do. It's just something. Why? Because it is in the subjunctive mode. God put it in the truthful mode. Every mode, voice, and tense in Greek and Hebrew is inspired of God. God just didn't put this in here for no reason. It's there. In order that her, he may sanctify. He might be able to. I'm going to tell you what. There are a lot of failed Christian homes today. Because that didn't work right there. The woman didn't subject herself. And a lot of homes, the man hasn't even started to subject himself to God. First of all, every man in every home is the head of the home, regardless. I don't care. You're not going to get out of it. It's just the way God put it. You're the head of the home. You're the spiritual head of that home. You are. You're supposed to be. You're not going to get out of it. God said you are. No room for failure. Now, the subjunctive mode is, the maybe mode is where you're going to get that woman to go with you. She may or she may not. In order that her, he might sanctify, he may or he may not. Having cleansed her, first aorist, participle, active, nominative, singular, masculine. Having cleansed her, how does he cleanse her? In the washing, lutrol, and washing of the water. We use water to clean things up, don't we? I went out there the other day and cleaned my pig up. Mm-hmm. I went out there and gave the pig a bath the other day, got her cleaned up. Didn't last very long. Some women just that way too. Well, that's the way it is. And washing of the water in the word. The word remate here. That's good. Remate. Now, women, I'm not picking on you. I'm just telling you the way it is. That's what God said. He said it this way. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. All of it. No God, no man was ever forced to be saved, was it? God ever forced you to be saved? Well, the Calvinists might say that. The Calvinists might say that. But God does not force anybody to be saved. I'm going to tell you something. Women, you're to be subject to your husband, but God is not going to force you to do it. It's going to take some of your own volition. You want to be happy? Then you do that. Subject yourself to your husband. Men, you want to be happy? You subject yourself to God, and you be the leader in your home that you're supposed to be. And maybe that woman will follow. You pray for her. And you cleanse her with the Word of God. You wash her in the Word of God. You're supposed to be the head of the home.
Could this be used as an argument against Calvinism?
Right. Well, of course. Every time you see the subjunctive mode, every time you see salvation, it's in the subjunctive mode. It's never in the imperative or in the indicative mode when it comes to man. It's God always leaves room for volition.
I have chosen you, you have not chosen me.
Well, how did he do that? How did God choose us? By the blood. And I'll tell you something. There are two things in the Bible. Two places where we have election, absolutely election. The two places where we have election. And this here is going to get you to, it's going to show you something. One of them, God elected Israel. He elected because of his own volition in them. Alright?
Unconditional covenant.
Unconditional covenant. And the other one is the church. And I'm not talking about I'm not talking about the family of God. I'm talking about the ecclesia. Ecclesia is made up of the family of God. Okay? But that ecclesia is elected to be God's representative in this world today. She is his administrator. That church is elected to be his administrator. And God, she will be his administrator as long as she follows the rules until he comes back. The family of God, everyone is saved is in the family of God. But God's churches are elected. That's not, the elect is not the family of God. The saved are the family of God. The elect is the church. And that's the difference. And this universal church idea came right straight out of Catholicism. You have to remember always that election in the Bible is Israel and the church. Salvation in the Old Testament was still, everybody was saved, everybody that believed in God was still in the family of God, weren't they? And in the New Testament, you're in the family of God. But the ecclesia is something that is his administrator in the world today, and he elected her, okay? Now, Calvin didn't know anything about that because he came out of the universal church, didn't he? And so did Luther. So all of them been teaching that. That's one thing that the missionary Baptists teach. They got that straight. And they think that's the most important thing in the world. It is important, but it's not the most important thing. You'll never understand the scriptures thoroughly until you get that down right. 5 and verse 27. That's where I quit in 12-1-1976, and that's where I'm going to quit and start again next week. Thank you for your attention. We're getting through the book. I'm going to try to get some more made so we can have some more of them. We're running out of them. We get a few new students and everything. Please remember Levy's family in your prayer. Remember his sons and his wife also. They are really lost without their daddy and their husband. They're really, really so lost without him. He was such a leader. But now they're going to have to learn to follow God. Remember me in your prayers, I've got to go in Monday to find out what's wrong with my rib. Dr. Mystic said I may have cancer in my bones.
Oh, no.
So, anyway, remember that. Hopefully that'll turn out okay. And I'll get whatever's wrong with it fixed, because it hurts a lot. Brother Harold, would you dismiss us in prayer, please?
Father, thank you for this lesson this evening. We thank you that we are able to understand your word a little better now that we've gone through it again. We ask you that you would be with Brother Jim as he goes to the doctor and put your healing hand over whatever it is that ails him. Ask you to be with Levine's family. Help them to turn to you for their hour of need. Bless us now as we go our way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.